Hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We have a wonderful scripture. We've been looking at it all this week. It is Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. This verse gives us four good reasons why the believer cannot be condemned. Where it says, who is he that condemneth? Now here comes reason number one why you can't be condemned. It is Christ that died. Reason number two, are you listening? Yea, rather, that is risen again. Reason number three, who is even at the right hand of God. Reason number four, why you can't be condemned. Who also maketh intercession for us. Oh, this is wonderful. Four good reasons why you cannot be condemned. Now, all of us live so many times with the presence of condemnation because we fail. Even as Christians, we fail, we sin, we do the wrong thing, and we get condemned, and our voices rise up against us. It's not even sometimes our flesh or the devil, it's just us. We just tell ourselves how lousy we are and how rotten we are, and we run around under this big cloud of condemnation. But you'll not be condemned because, and there is no condemnation, because Christ has died. That was the first good reason. But we looked at that earlier this week. Now, the reason number two why you cannot be condemned, it says here, yea, rather, that is risen again. Christ is risen. You cannot be condemned. Christ Jesus is risen from the grave. Now, the resurrection and the cross are always inseparably linked. Paul, he writes to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, and he says, Christ died for our sins. But a few verses later, in verse 17, he says, look, he says, if Christ is not raised, you're still in your sins. Hey, wait a minute. What? If Christ... Say that again. If Christ is not raised, you're still in your sins. So you see, the resurrection gives validity to what he did at the cross. Now, the central message of Christianity is that Christ, the sinless sacrifice, was slain for sinners, and he rose again. The old hymn says, living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, and one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Christ Jesus is risen. Yea, rather, that is risen. This is a better reason for no condemnation. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Christ has died and Christ has risen. Oh, my dear friend, have you come to him? Have you received forgiveness for your sins? Or are your sins taking you to hell? Why will you perish? Why won't you come to Jesus? Come to him. Get honest with him and say, Lord, I deserve judgment, but give me mercy. You died on the cross for sinners such as I am. So, Lord, please be merciful to me, a sinner. If you talk to him like that, he'll save you, no matter what you've done, no matter how bad you've been. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our US address is PO Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's PO Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.